This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Wong Shaoning together with Philip C. Let's talk about the AG report because it's that time of the year again.
Like Christmas.
Like Christmas, it comes around. When skeletons in the cupboard are unearthed and listed in the form of the Auditor General's report. So the 2019 Series 2 saw 17 performance audits over 90 billion ringgit carried out involving programs, activities and projects at 13 ministries.
A gift that keeps on giving. A total of 130 recommendations for improvements had been submitted, namely 88 recommendations to be considered for implementation by state departments and agencies and 42 recommendations by state government agencies. Now, the Public Accounts Committee will be initiating proceedings on 25 punitive issues from the report, one of which includes the EU Customs system worth close to 400 million ringgit. This involves the Ministry of Finance and the Royal Customs Department for a project that began back in 2013. On top of being given 5 extensions of time to complete, the status of the project still remains complete to this day. But with every shocking revelation from every AG report released, are the responsible people being held accountable for their actions?
So, to help us answer that question, we have on the line with us Dr. Mohamad Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia. Good morning, Dr. Mohan. What parts of the AG report did you pay particular attention to this time?
Thank you very much. The one that got my attention was the, like you have mentioned, is the IT system for customs. That was a 397 million project. And what we understand now that 273 million has been paid to develop a system. Started in 2013, 7 years has passed and the project has not been completed. And we also noted from the report that out of 70 modules, only 3 have been delivered. So practically, it is a system, I would say, useless. It is not an integrated system. And that really has opened up our mind again. As you said, it seems to be a repeated thing every year it happens. So this is the one that I have actually read through, only this part. I have not read the whole report, but this is really worrying. It also reveals that the internal audit system within the customs department, wondering what they have been doing. I mean, why wait for the AG's Auditor General's report after 2 years? What were they doing? Why weren't there red flags and so on? So this is our big concern. That we have on this report.
Right. So, you know, when you read the report, right, did it just talk to you about the symptoms but not identify the root cause?
Yes, they have actually, they have really talked about more of the symptoms. And of course, they have made some recommendations. If you read the report, you have to review and you have to have a good system and so on. But these are kind of sort of repeated in every Auditor General's report. Later, I can touch a little bit on the on some of the affirmative action that I think the government could take to resolve problems like this.
Okay.
Because this is a repeated thing. And I still remember last year when I was in your program, I spoke about the school, the sports school in Perlis in the 2018 report. 77 million was spent, 5 years the school was not completed. And worse, the same contractor who failed to deliver on time was given the job again. And finally, the project was not completed. And I don't know what happened after that. So it just goes on repeating. It really tells us that a major surgery has to happen in the way the governance systems okay. has to be administered in the public sector.
So, Dr. Mohan, at the end of the day, the AG report has no teeth, right? It depends on the enforcement agencies to hold these parties accountable. But if they don't take action, what can we do to compel them to do so?
Okay. You see, before that, once this AG's report is done, there is also this what we call Audit Report Action Committee, which is involved the MACC, the Royal Malaysian Police, the MOF, and GICC. So here there are two enforcement agencies too. That is MACC and the police. Now, they, of course, go on evidence base, meaning that, like we have heard in the media yesterday, before the PAC even have taken comments for a meeting and discussion on this. They have asked the MACC to take action, and MACC has already nominated a person, a very senior person, to take action. But it's all going to be evidence-based, meaning that if there is any corruption involved or any falsification of documents or there is abuse of power, that's where they will be involved. And the process is they will channel this to the AG's chambers, and they will look at this, and if they feel that there is a strong case, they will press charges. Or if the case is weak, they will push it back to the MACC or back to the police. The police could be, get involved if there is theft or things like that. So your question on how to compel these people to take action, at the end, even after the PAC report comes out and it's tabled back in the government has to actually take this report and go back to parliament, they can actually ask MACC to investigate. Okay. But at the end of the day, it's all going to be evidence-based.
So,
and if there is no evidence, then they can't pursue this case.
So, you know, you talk about all these committees that are investigating. What is the role of the Public Accounts Committee then?
Okay, the role of the Public Accounts Committee basically is once the AG's report is laid before the House of Representatives or the Dewan Rakyat in accordance to Article 107 of the Constitution, the PAC follows up on the Auditor General's report on his findings, and they have the power to call ministers or agency heads or directors or members of the public or other officials for questioning and to clarify and what actually happened and so on. Then they will submit a report on its finding to the government, and the government will report back to Parliament based on the PAC's report. So this is where, at that stage, they can actually compel the MACC or the police to investigate. But in some cases, like in this case, the MACC has already swung into action and so on. But you see, end of the day, it is still has to be evidence-based. Mm-hmm. If they find any wrongdoing, abuse of power, then they can actually forward it to the AG, Attorney General's office, to charge them.
Okay.
So that's how it works.
So, Dr. Mohan, we don't want a repeat of this year in, year out, right? So what kind of legislative reform do we need to be, needs to be implemented to curb leakages in the federal government departments and bodies in the first place?
Yes, yes. Okay. The key solution to this is they should add or insert a provision what we call misconduct in public office for public officials. Either they can do that in the MACC Act or they can come up with another act. But I think it will be easier to put it as a provision in the MACC Act. Now, what I'm saying here is nothing new. In fact, MACC had done this groundwork already. In fact, a few years ago, what I was told, it went through, but somehow at certain level, like perhaps at when the lawmakers came into the picture, this was not pushed through. So this provision is necessary to ensure that the responsibility is on the executive. So in this case, like in the case of customs, I would say the Secretary General of that ministry is responsible, because he is supposed to make sure the spending and the delivery project of the project is timely and is done. So the we call it MIPO in short form, misconduct in public office provision. This is to ensure that punitive actions can be taken under this section, as similar to like in countries like Hong Kong and Brunei. And Brunei is very interesting. I was told that a few years ago, Brunei came to Malaysia to understand what is this misconduct in public office all about. And they have already implemented. But in Malaysia, we are still talking about it, and this has not been done. Now, why we need to do this is because when you have a provision of misconduct in public office, the MACC can actually go and swing into action for cases of fiduciary duties. For example, in this case, someone has to be accountable for allowing the project to go for 7 years. How come there were no red flags? And what were you doing? You know, so the accountability, which is a major, major issue. I mean, we all have this in front of us year in, year after, and we see this repeating again and again. So one of the legislative changes that I would love to see is MIPO, misconduct in public office provision, to be inserted in the MACC Act. That could be a faster way to hold these public officials and civil servants accountable for this kind of things that are happening and wasting taxpayers' money.
Yeah, exactly that. wasting taxpayers' money. Thank you very much for your time. That was Dr. Mohamad Mohamad, President of the Transparency International Malaysia. Unfortunately, reminding us that in Malaysia, history tends to repeat itself. So year in, year out, we have the AG report and some of the losses, which are actually taxpayers' money. It's extremely painful. And why weren't the red flags kind of forced public officials to act earlier?
I really don't have another call at Dr. Mohan next year, same time, on this same issue again.
I think the Auditor General's report is very important. We should continue to have it.
For sure. Severity
of the issue, and have we learned any lessons from that? I think that's the main thing, right? There's no point if we issue a report and nobody's held accountable for it. And I think that's why legislative reform in this space is extremely, extremely critical. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.